Old Jungle.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Marine Parks Talent Talk podcast. I'm Mindy Boynton, a business advisor here at Marine Park Technical College in the Economic and Workforce Development Division. Today, my guest is Liz Grosskreutz, the training coordinator at Fortify Bank, here to discuss with us how she developed a customized leadership program to fit the specific needs of her organization. Welcome, Liz. To get us started, can you tell us a bit about Fortify Bank?
First off, thank you for having me. Fortify Bank is a growing community bank. We have 8 locations, our most northern one in Green Bay and our most southern one in Wanakee. But we're based out of the Berlin, Wisconsin area, and we've been there for over 140 years. We have about 120 employees, and our focus as a bank is making banking easy and understandable with the client's future in mind.
That's great. So how did Fortify Bank first identify a need for a leadership program?
Our human resources team was actually looking at our succession planning as an organization, and we realized that we had many leaders throughout our company that had the ability for growth and development. That, partnered with the need for some increased retention, made us look to partner with Marine Park for this leadership program.
That's great. So succession planning and retention, those are hot buttons with a lot of the companies I work with. So if someone was interested in getting started, how would they identify the competencies, kind of the skills and learning outcomes needed to be successful as a leader at their own business? And how did you do this at Fortify Bank?
Sure. So we took our job descriptions and laid out all of our leader job descriptions side by side and ended up creating a table or a chart of sorts to kind of see what hardcore leadership skills we needed employees to have as they came into the position, but what we could coach on site. And so using those job descriptions and those core competencies is really what helped us get started. But then also talking with all of our managers and getting their input for where their employees are within their personal growth and development.
That's excellent. So you mentioned Marine Park, using data and early buy-in from your team. Are there any other resources you use to develop this leadership program?
We used our overall strategic plan. So we knew where we had gaps within our plan if we would have a leader step out. So we used that. We also use professional development plans, or PDPs, to help grow our employees internally. So we used all of that together, along with feedback and some initiative from our executive management team.
So did you experience any challenges or big aha moments when developing your own customized leadership program that you can share?
We did. We actually had a few of those. The first one was really struggling with making sure the material was being utilized outside of the classroom. So those wraparound activities are really important to the success of the program. So we needed to find the right kind of wraparound activity for our group that was participating. And we found that utilizing SurveyMonkey and resources such as that were much more beneficial to them, where they could provide us ad hoc feedback. But we also had another aha moment with how our leaders like to hear information. For instance, rather than using a lecture, they really liked the short bursts of information with lots of activity and engagement. So working with you, Mindy, helped us to select the right trainer and the right content for our classes.
Well, and I'm glad that you bring that up. So selecting the right instructor is very critical and important. And how did you define or identify what instructors were the best fit for your organization?
So throughout the first probably 6 months of partnering, we would send out our own internal survey after the course was complete to not only gauge the content and the retention, but how the employee liked to receive the information. So that was one of the resources that we used. I also chose to sit in on most of the classes for that first 6 months of training, just to get my perspective on how everybody is engaging, and those that are struggling to stay engaged, at what areas or what times is that happening. So really having that core person joining in and partnering with the instructor was very important.
Excellent. So observation, and it sounds like constantly getting feedback and evaluating the participants of the program was key for you. How do you identify other participants or these future or current leaders who are able to participate in the program? What does that selection process look like at Fortify Bank?
Sure. So I actually reach out directly to our management team and share with them the upcoming courses. And so they, my partnership with them has really helped. There's a lot of open communication there. So I know the employees that they're working to develop and what areas they need to develop in. So that has helped with the selection of courses. But I've also had a few employees who have heard through the grapevine about these courses and have reached out. So then I, having access to their reviews and their check-ins through our human resources team, has also helped me to determine whether they're a right fit, and then circling back to their manager as well.
Great. So it's definitely getting buy-in, and employees are referring other employees. What are they sharing that they enjoy the most about these programs that is encouraging others to want to participate?
I think that they found, and even for myself, as I've sat in on classes, it's an opportunity to not only grow myself professionally, but personally as well. So it's really a holistic approach to growth in our employees.
Wow, that's great. So people are utilizing this information not only at work, but possibly even outside of the office space, and it's impacting their lives in a positive way. So you mentioned SurveyMonkey. What other tools are you using to assess the effectiveness of your program to these individual participants other than the referrals and the feedback? Is there data being collected to the organization as a whole? Are you seeing an increase in retention? You're obviously hearing some promotion of the program to others. Talk a little bit about that, if you could.
We have definitely seen an increase in retention. We were going through a period of significant turnover, and that has definitely slowed. We also have utilized, forgive me if I don't know the exact name, but it's like a four quadrant sheet where they can document the gems from today, things that they want to explore more in the future, and items that they would like to take back and share with their team. So then I've also been circling back to those managers to see what information was shared, and using that as a resource as well.
It sounds like there's a great amount of communication happening at the management level, and feedback constantly being shared, and actively implementing what they're learning. So that's really incredible. What advice would you give other companies wanting to start their own leadership program?
I would definitely get buy-in from the top of your organization. So we have an executive team that we worked closely with when ensuring the implementation of this program. And once we knew that they were supporting it, it was easy to get the support of the other managers within the organization, because we all are focused in the same goal of growing our communities, growing our people, and growing the businesses. And we know that by growing our people first internally, it will help all of that happen. But we also had some initial goals from the company and direction that we wanted to have in mind, which was ultimately that succession and retention.
That's great advice. So getting the buy-in from the top level, and I know through working together, you have leadership training at all levels. So we know that leadership is a journey. Once you get to an executive, doesn't mean that you can't continue to learn and grow. And I think that's incredible. So the buy-in is not only supporting the development, but actively participating in the training as well. Can you talk a little bit about the training at the executive level?
That's so true. We actually have multiple levels of training that we're offering. So we have selected courses for our management team, which includes our executives. And so they're going through, for instance, earlier this month, they went through a course that was leading others through change. So we followed that up quickly with a course for all of our other kind of mid-level managers, but also those that are kind of those shining stars or rising stars that don't necessarily have a leadership title, but are centers of influence within our company. So we offered them an adapt to change class so that they could partner together with what their manager had recently been through to be a force within their teams to help really collectively get everybody on board with change that might come.
That's terrific that Fortify realizes leadership isn't just a title or having direct reports and is always forward thinking about who can play an active role in influencing others and who might be that next leader so that when a position does become open, you have a few people internally who may already be prepared to step in and take those roles. Very proactive approach to leadership. Thank you for sharing all of this incredible information with our listeners. If our listeners could take away one thing from this conversation that you would recommend, Liz, what would that be?
Oh, that's so hard to narrow it down to one, because as I was thinking about this, I really was coming up with two. So I'm going to go ahead and share the two. Utilize your Marine Park contact. So being engaged in conversation with you throughout Mindy has been a huge help to us. Knowing that whenever our manager has a question or sees another course being offered somewhere else and they say, why can't we do that? I can look at those outcomes and partner with you to see what courses you may have that could fit those needs or if we have the opportunity to customize something. So that has been a huge piece of our success. But I also feel like really getting those managers involved and having them all attend some of these trainings and seeing how the benefits are to their teams has really helped get everybody involved full circle.
That's great. So we'll give you two. And I think for our listeners, that is critical. Partnering with your educational resources in your area, and they exist throughout the state of Wisconsin at multiple technical colleges, as well as throughout the nation. So utilizing those resources in your community, and I think the second thing you mentioned is so key in getting that early buy-in, keeping everyone engaged and communicating to your team. That's huge. Thank you so much, Liz, for joining us on the podcast today. If listeners are interested in learning more, you can subscribe to our podcast. And if you aren't already following Marine Park, feel free to go to our website, marinepark.edu/newsletter, for upcoming training opportunities and future Talent Talk podcast. That concludes today's podcast. Thank you all for your time and have a wonderful day.